Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Perkowski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Perkowski. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Adcock trying to get to third. Thompson throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Adcock for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball four. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Westrum hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell pinch hits for Andy Semenik. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Perkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dixie Howell now catching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Bubba Church now pitching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Hearn moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elliott bunts towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball towards right. Marshall catches it and throws to second to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church fires to first and picks off Westrum. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hearn hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bubba Church. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Rossi now catching. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman bunts towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Dark moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing left field. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.